All right, it is 1 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order, please. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions?
Yes, we have two additions in new business. So new business number four, the annual declaration of assets, just a reminder. And new business number five, the senior election official for 2026 elections.
All right, can we have a mover, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everyone have a chance to look at the minutes, and if you have, can we have a mover, please?
Okay.
Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay, financials. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 25881 to 25906 and other 0160 to 0185. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $691,728.92. Can we have a mover, please?
I will. McDougal.
Seconder?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks, please?
Stead.
Stead. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, the next one is, whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, other 0188 to 0201, now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $5,536.51. May I have a mover, please?
Okay.
Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Which one was that? Sorry.
Fire department. Pardon?
Usually, were there two? I didn't get to that, but sorry earlier. There was two for the members of
For the fire department, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, in favor.
Carried. Next one is, we gotta wait for Counselor Blank to get back in. We're gonna leave you out there for the rest. Public Works, so there you have that in your package. And then we will go to reports of committees, Eastman Regional Municipal Committee. Okay, so there again, that's all in the package along with Eastman Tourism. And we'll go over to verbal reports of committees. Start off with Councillor Stark.
Nothing.
Councillor McDougal.
Nothing for me.
I had Eastman Tourism, that was on Monday in St. Anne's, and they're coming to White Mouth for their next meeting in December 8th. We'll have our meeting here in the office, so if any members of the public want to come out and to ask questions or look into Eastman Tourism, they'll be here.
What time?
At 10 o'clock, 10 a.m.
Okay.
The first Monday of December, so I think it's the 8th.
Yeah. Let me see something. I'm looking for something.
Yeah, December 8th.
I just. I'm coming. Okay. Okay, I attended the museum one, and of course the museum yesterday had their Remembrance Day service, very, very well attended. And Wirt is having a meeting this week. And as we all know with Wirt, our Wirt leader is leaving. And I guess the new one will be posted so that we can get someone else. Also attended the Eastman Regional Municipal Committee. And if we look at White Mouth as far as... Oh no, this one here, this is a different one. I'm talking about the health one here. If we look at White Mouth here and if we look at the vacancies for our White Mouth Healthcare Center, the RNs, our vacancies, are at zero. Okay? And LPNs are at 23%. So, which is only a 0.6 short, which is close. And healthcare aides, we're at 29%, but we're actually short 3.6. That's what they're short. So there is a difference there. But this whole thing kind of, and I just want to bring it, kind of, it looks like we're not bad compared to everybody else. I mean, when you look at some of the other ones, they're just, you know, I look at Selkirk, for an example, they're 50%, and that's a big, big hospital for LPNs. But this is based, and I'm not positive on this, but I think this is based according to the government's budget. So we're based on those numbers according to having a doctor here for 2 days a week. And an LPN, or no, a nurse practitioner, is it 1 day a week that he's here? So, you know, the numbers are low and we're holding our own. But if we had a full schedule of doctors, we'd need a lot more than that. So they're a little bit different. But anyway, that was interesting. And what else did I attend? What else did we hit this week? We went to AACL this week. There was a few of us there.
CNL gathering, yeah.
Yeah, CNL gathering. There's Councilor McDougall and Councilor Sterk and myself. It was an interesting day. Yes. And, you know, basically telling us and looking, what they're looking there for is support from people and working with the Indigenous people and making sure everyone's working together with the governments and where they're going. They didn't talk too much about... modular reactors at this point yet, but it's definitely coming. You hear a lot of it in the news, so that's about it, I think, at least. Okay, we'll go to communications number one. CPKC Holiday Train 2025, event information December 3rd of at 7 o'clock p.m. Anything we got to do with that? No, just information. Number two, the White Mouth District Lions Club holiday train help request. Oh, that's the letter we got from White Mouth Lions, and we'll do our part.
Solution.
Pardon? Oh, you want me to read that out? Okay. The White Mouth Lions Club will be hosting the CPKC holiday train event in White Mouth on December 3rd, 2025. And whereas the White Mouth Lions has requested assistance being snow on the site pushed into snowbanks along the west and east side of the lot the day or 2 days before the train event. If there is a shortage of snow, that the municipality haul snow, if available, from another location. 20 barricades and 20 candlesticks. A porta potty. Have the hydro pole turned on to activate the outlets required. Railway Avenue traffic to be one way, west to east, commencing at approximately 5 p.m. Barricades at the entrance exit to the loop on the CP property beginning at approximately 2 p.m. Elevator road be closed only from Main Street west to the co-op fuel pumps to allow access to fuel. Now, therefore, be it resolved that these requests are, can you slide it up, please? Are hereby approved, and be it further resolved that Public Works will be advised accordingly.
I'll move that.
Seconder?
Good.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Carried. I didn't know we had to approve that. Okay. Number three, Community Futures, Winnipeg River, board appointment 2026. I'm going to suggest on this one that we've got 10 months to go on this term, and we just leave it as is.
Correct. Status quo.
So do we need got to carry that? I need a mover for that too? No? Okay.
We do need a resolution, do we not, for that? I thought I saw something that we need a resolution of
if
council.
If we're changing.
Oh.
If we're changing.
I thought I read if we didn't send one, they would assume we weren't sending someone.
Or if we weren't changing it.
Well, we can do a resolution.
I just thought I read what I get.
I know, we'll do a resolution.
Yeah, I can do one.
But we won't change it until next term. No sense changing.
No, but at least you're confirming that Dr. Thompson McDougal will be there for the next year.
Okay, so.
Okay, whereas the Association of Manitoba. Oh, that's not it.
I got to change it for you still.
Please appoint a board representative from your council or community through written motion of your council for the upcoming 1 year term. In the case where no communication is received by this date, it will be assumed that a board representative will not be named for the upcoming annual term.
Okay.
So they do want a written resolution.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, whereas Community Futures Winnipeg River requires a board representative from the rural municipality of Whitemouth for the 2026 term. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Councillor McDougall be hereby appointed for the same. Mover.
Lonkey.
Seconder.
Steve.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Number 4, Association of Manitoba Municipalities 2025 Annual Fall Convention Invitation. Whereas the Association of Manitoba Municipalities Annual Fall Convention will be held in Winnipeg from November 25th to the 27th, 2025. Now therefore be it resolved that all members of Council and the Chief Administrative Officer are hereby authorized to attend same, and be it resolved that they will be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. A mover, please.
Stead.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number 5. Ready? City of Dauphin. Request for support and or co-sponsorship of resolution to lobby the federal and provincial governments for compensatory payment to affected agricultural and related food products impacted by tariffs. I read through that whole thing and I'll just make a comment. I don't think we need to. I think that's got to go to AMM and FCM.
There was a spiel from AMM that came out after where AMM isn't supporting this. I don't
want
to use the word
supporting,
but it's too late for them to put it on for the fall session for resolutions. But they suggested if we want to support it, we can personally as a council show our support to the Dauphin municipality or to Dauphin. And they're lobbying to FCM.
They are.
Yes. My thought was we have a lot of farmers in this area, and I support what they're doing.
Yeah, I think
it's
so too.
It's nothing more than a letter of support, correct, Lacey?
Yeah, so you want me to draft a letter of support then?
If others agree.
I'm for it.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
It does affect the
so we only need
gets the ball
support.
Going.
Yeah, I can drop
started anyhow towards FCM.
Support for their cause, yeah.
And then
we don't need to
spring
pass
spring probably it'll be ours at
you
the convention.
Yeah, so we'll get you. We'll direct admin to get a letter of support out to them.
Yep.
And maybe things will change in the economics of it. Maybe China will drop whatever by the time
farmers will be able to sell their beans.
Canola.
Or canola and beans or whatever. Okay, number six. Number six, Manitoba Disaster Management Conference 2026 invitation. So that's noted. That's all we need for that. Number seven, Anita Lennon, request to hook onto municipal water. Whereas a request and deposit to hook onto our municipal water and sewer has been received from Anita Lennon, and whereas this property is located at 64027 PTH 44 and identified by assessment roll number 118520. Now therefore be it resolved that this request be hereby approved, and be it further resolved that the appropriate fees be paid in full to the municipality for the connection prior to the installation of the contractor. A mover.
Hockey.
Seconder.
Steer.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number eight, Elma Community Club, request for letter of support for recognizing events being held November 16th, 22nd, 29th, and December 13th as community events. So we just guess direct admin to send a letter, again, a letter of support.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Seven Sisters ran into this. Didn't we do something that helped them get a blanket?
Seven Sisters got their own liquor license.
A liquor license.
Yes. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah. I don't think they're just asking for a letter of support.
So they can serve liquor.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to see what the difference was.
No, that's why.
If they find they're doing this all the time, maybe they'll apply for their own liquor license.
Yeah, it could be.
It's nice. I just think it's nice that they're using it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It started to pick up there quite a bit.
Yeah, I was at that one they had just a little while ago. It was well attended.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah, it was very good. The price of the wings and everything was cheap. Like it was.
Was that ladies' night you went to, Dom?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, that's what it was, ladies' night. They had.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll get admin to do a letter of support. Unfinished business, Lagoon, borrowing bylaws. We're just tabling that. Scheduling issues. Number two, waterline south of Elma, tabled. Number three, zoning bylaw, tabled to February. Number four, tax incentive, tabled. Number five, ombudsman response to complaint received. I'm just going to see what he sent us. Review concluded. No unfairness in this matter. There was a recommended to clarify the tender postings are available in office as well as in the local newspaper. We already have it available in the office, but not as noticed in the policy. Housekeeping item. Good. Thank you. And then we'll go to new business. Number one, organizational bylaw annual review. So it's noted. Number two, procedural bylaw, annual review, same thing, will be noted. Number three, meeting dates for 2026. Do you have any of those dates?
I prepared a resolution with the same meeting dates that we have for this year, which is every second Tuesday. Every second and fourth Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be...
And we have the right, if during the year, if there needs to be a change, there can be a change.
Yep.
Okay, oh boy. Be it resolved that the regular meeting dates of council for 2026 are as follows. January 13th and 27th, February 10th and 24th, March 10th and 24th, April 14th and 28th, May 12th and 26th, June 9th and 23rd, July 14th and 28th, August 11th and 25th, September 8th and 22nd, October 13th, and 27th, November 10th and 24th, and then December 8th and 22nd. Can we have a mover for those dates, please? Seconder.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You want to send that to us?
Absolutely.
Number four, annual declaration of assets. Reminder provided to council. You just got that from Lacey, so you need to fill that out and bring it, get it back in. Pardon? Yeah. And then number five, senior election official for 2026 elections. Administration will be looking into this, so you guys will just, that's your part.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Get that started.
Well, short and sweet, I'm going to call this, and it is 1:25. Can we have a mover, please?
Here.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.